One of the remarkable aspects of the Torah is something which I think we take for granted, and that's because we don't necessarily have a historical perspective when we look at the text itself. The Torah is something, in terms of its commands of man or commandments of man, is something which on the one hand deals with our, what we can call, man-to-God relationship, and on the other hand it deals with our interpersonal relationship. Both of these relationships are important. When we were presented with the Ten Commandments, it became something which was obvious. There was a commandment in terms of relating to God. There was a commandment in terms of not serving other gods. There was a commandment about not taking God's name in vain. There was a commandment about keeping the Sabbath. But then there were commandments about honoring our parents and not stealing and not murdering and not committing adultery and all kinds of other interpersonal laws. These two aspects coexist. We get to this week's Parsha, Parsha Kedoshim. At a certain level, the rabbis of the Midrash point this out already, Parsha Kedoshim sounds like a restatement of the Ten Commandments. There are a number of the Ten Commandments which can be found in Kedoshim, and the Midrash actually spells it out for us. We have one beautiful verse which takes two of the commandments or something which are restatements of the commandments. Ishimov aviftirao ve'et shabtotai tishmaru ani Hashem. A person should have reverence for their mother and their father, have reverence for their parents, and shabtotai tishmaru, to God my Sabbaths. Ani Hashem, I'm God. As if to say, I'm God who's commanded both of these things. Which means I've commanded you to do something which can be considered to be the prototypical interpersonal relationship. And if you really think about it, what interpersonal relationship is more compelling than one of our parents? The people that brought us into the world, the people that took care of us, the people who we are obligated on a moral level to respect and to revere and to honor. Which means all the other interpersonal relationships will follow on some level beneath this particular commandment. And one can argue that a prototypical commandment in terms of man and God is the Sabbath. And here in one verse, even in the Ten Commandments, there were two separate commandments. And here in one verse, the two of these are restated. That these things work together, and it signs off at the end, I am God, as if to say, I'm God who commanded you to honor and revere your parents, and I'm God who commanded you to keep the Sabbath. Now, the rabbis in the Talmud understand from this that if there's a conflict between the two, then God wins out. If there's a conflict between the two, just for example, if the parents tell a child that they should break the Sabbath, assuming there's no life in danger in this particular case, so here the Talmud says is that I'm the one who commanded you to revere your parents, to honor your parents, and I'm the one who commanded you to keep the Sabbath, and therefore I have the final say in this. Which means, if we were to think about it, maybe honoring parents was something which was illogical. When I say illogical, that's not the right word. Maybe it's something which is so logical that the command is illogical. There was no reason to command it. People will honor their parents, and people who have absolutely no connection to God or Torah or Judaism will honor their parents. And it's interesting, because the Talmud, at a number of occasions, when it speaks about people who really succeeded honoring their parents, it gives examples of people who are not necessarily Jewish at all. I mean, to a great extent, the Torah and the Talmud are involved in a war against idolatry. There's a polemic going on against idolatry. And when the Talmud is asked, you know, give us an example of somebody who really honored their parents, and then to say that there was an idolater who lived in Ashkelon, and he really honored his parents, that's not an easy sentence for the Talmud to make, which means that it understands somebody who's an idolater, who was never commanded, is still the highest level of honoring their parents. But the Talmud is telling us actually the opposite, that the reason we do it is not just because it's logical, not just because I have this emotional connection to my parents. I do it because God commanded it. And therefore, when we get to that extreme case where a parent may tell us to do something against God's law, then I go back and I realize I must honor my parents, and it is something which is logical, and it is something which is compelling, and it is something that, which I should do. But if they told me to break God's law, then Ani Hashem, I'm God who commanded you to do this commandment as well. Which means Judaism, in this case, is showing us that there are laws which are interpersonal, and their laws are between man and God, and they both coexist. It's only when the push comes to shove, in this case, where God demands that this is what wins out. In passing, I noted another case. If a person's life is in danger, then the Sabbath is pushed aside. which means exactly how you deal with these different complexities is in fact complex. But we have a religion which commands us in terms of the interpersonal and relating to God.